Hello.
Hey there, Mike, how are you doing?
Okay, Daniel, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm just having a flu and cold, I'm not feeling well, but work is work. I had to come to the office.
Yeah, you need rest, yeah.
Yeah, but I had to make sure that your website is up and running,
Well, thank you. So
Okay, so
what's going on, Daniel? What's going
yes,
on?
are you in front of the laptop?
No, my friend, no, I just stopped.
Okay. Actually, we have taken down your previous website, and Google is no more, Google is taking time, a little while, to take down the indexing from your previous website. But the thing is that we have to start SEO, the search engine optimization, on your new site, which Peter quoted you about,
Actually,
because
somebody put
we
a
have
banner
to,
on the website, right?
start indexing your new site
There's
in
a
order
button
to make it
called
pop up
Back
on the
Up.
top when users can
Yeah,
come and
the
search them. We need to make sure that your website needs to come on the top. Okay.
Yeah, yesterday, Daniel, I tried several times. I tried the new name. Both of them are on Yahoo. Both of them appear. One of them CEO appears, and then couple of them .com appears. So now you're telling me it's gone. .com is no more on American
No,
news.
I am telling you that we have taken down the website, but not the domain, because Google takes time, like 2 or 3 days, to take down the indexing from the website, right? When the website is taken.
Are you sure, Daniel? Are you
Yes.
sure
Yes.
in 3 days we won't see that danger and we won't see that thing in there?
Yes, your website is actually not opening, because we have taken down the website, your previous website. But Google needs, some time to take minimize the indexing from your previous website,
Yeah,
right?
so how long does it take? You said 3 days?
Mike, actually, I'm not sure about it, but Google, do the indexing every, 2 to 3 days. So it may gone by 2 to 3 days approximately. But it will be, I'm sure that it will be gone soon.
Yeah,
But
wait and see.
yes,
We gotta
yes.
wait and see.
But Vahik, the thing is that we need to make sure that your new website pops up every time. In order to do that, we have to start search engine optimization on your new site.
Yeah,
And
I understand.
yes, that's how your website get the indexing. And it will pop up on very top whenever a user types your domain name. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, my friend, I understand what you're saying. My concern is if you do optimization, if you do like for example, right now, for example, if I do search, one of them comes, both of them comes up. But .com comes up too many. .com comes up too many, and then CO comes one only on Yahoo. The rest of them
Because
is at CO.
the reason behind it is that your previous website has been searched by the users many times, and it has been indexed by Google, so it takes some time to take down the indexing. And in order to make the indexing good or for your new website, we have to do search engine optimization.
So are you telling me approximately 1 week we're not gonna see the old one on a thing?
Yes, maybe we can. Maybe it take 2 days. Maybe it may take 1 week. We don't know about it, because Google has the authority to take down your indexing. But what I'm telling you is that we need to compete the previous website by doing search engine optimization. If we do not do the indexing, your website keeps popping up one or maybe two times. It will be on top, but it will not, compete the other website, because it has been searched by many users, your previous website. So we have to do indexing on your new site in order to make sure that your new website pops up every time on top. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes,
all I'm saying, yes, all I'm saying, all I'm saying is this: the indexing for your new website is very important. If we don't do that, your previous website will be keep popping up until and unless Google stops the indexing for your old website. And I'm sure it will do that, because we have taken down the website.
So you took the website out, now you don't see any, it should be, when you go, it should be the old one, it should be blank page, not dangerous, like this is dangerous or something like that.
We have taken down your old website. I don't know what is popping up when we click on your previous domain. But
yeah, that's what it says. That's why whenever the .com comes up, it's danger. That's what it is. Up to yesterday, I don't know what to do.
Let me check. Just give me a moment.
In order to make sure that you are converting the traffic from your website. Okay, with this, the traffic will be generated, and definitely if someone visiting your website...
Just give me a moment. Okay, I just checked your previous domain, and it says that the account is suspended. No, not dangerous anymore.
You don't see the red thing?
No. It's gone, because we have taken down the website. It says the account is suspended. You can check it for yourself.
Okay.
And but the thing is, the domain will keep popping up, because Google has the authority of the domain, not us, right? So
that's gonna be forever, you said?
It would take some time, because you know Google need some time to take down the indexing from the suspended accounts, right? So it may send its crawlers to the website and look for if any activity is happening on the website or not. So we, in order to make your new website or keep popping up on top, we have to do indexing. That is important. All I'm saying that the indexing for your new website is very important. That's it. I don't know how you do it, but the best way to make the indexing on your new website for is SEO, the search engine optimization, which we recorded you.
Okay, go ahead, start to do it, Daniel. So we can see some results. I don't know what's going on. You're the specialist.
Yes.
I'm not the specialist.
Yes, that's right. That is all I'm saying. Your new domain, your new website needs indexing. It is very important. If you do indexing, your website will keep popping up on top, and your old website will disappear automatically by Google, because the account has already been suspended by us.
Okay, my friend. Yeah, go ahead. Whatever you gotta do, go ahead.
All right. You need to talk to Peter. You need to have a word with Peter, and give him approval for whatever you talked about. You guys talked about, I don't know what you guys talked about, but you need to have a word with Peter, and he'll start doing the work, right?
Yeah. You already got $500 deposit, right? So.
I don't have any idea about it, right? Because I'm not handling the SEO stuff. Peter is the one who's handling everything, so you need to.
Yeah, I understand. Last time, you remember you charged twice. You charged twice. You said the 500 goes to the when we start the SEO. So,
Vaik, I'm afraid that I don't have any idea about the amount you pay or anything. But Peter would definitely know.
You told me that your guys charge twice previous amount that You told me.
But I guess we have written the twice charge amount to you, right?
Yeah, you charged twice, and then I told you. You said, okay, we're going to get that account back to the when we start the ACO. I got code from ACO from Peter, so you told me about it, my friend.
All right, no problem, no problem. I'll look for it, but you need to have a word with Peter in order to, you know, get the work started, right?
Okay. So okay. Daniel.
Whenever you get time, do talk to Peter. All right.
Let me talk with him. He's there.
Let me check. Just give me a moment.
Thank you.